When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome, I'm Joko, and joining with me always is none other Haley.
Hi everyone.
I couldn't think of any adjectives to describe you, because I was going to say pink and purple hair, but I kind of did that last time, so I don't want to repeat myself, so I just went straight for Haley. And as always, this is the Anna Munchies podcast. This is actually just the podcast-only episode where we kind of recap and talk about our K-pop and anime ventures throughout the week. Mm-hmm. Since the last video episode. The last video episode, if you guys checked it out or listened to it over here on Spotify, Google, or Apple Podcasts, or checked it out on YouTube, we talked about BTS Muster, right?
Yeah, it was Muster. Muster, yeah.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was Muster, but then it was also Festa.
Yes, and Festa too. But it wasn't Festa, right? This is Muster, like we're going to be recapping.
Yes.
So the muster thing actually happened
last night. Oh, well, it was actually at 2:30 a.m.
2:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Sunday. In America.
Yes.
In California.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah, PST.
Yeah, so when... Well, I guess you should just tell us about it, because I was asleep.
Yeah, well, he fell asleep early.
Okay.
But then I actually let him watch the concert again this morning. Oh, well, today. What's today?
Oh. Today's the same day that you watched the concert.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
So, it was really good. I had to keep it down, though. I wanted to scream so many times, but then it's super early in the morning.
And you didn't want to wake our neighbors? We didn't want to have police come by and think that there's a murder going on?
Yeah, but then I guess Joko said that he heard me a few times and woke up all of a sudden. Yeah.
I just woke up all of a sudden because I just heard like, ah! Like random outbursts of like screaming.
I couldn't contain myself.
I was going to say like it was just random outbursts of like screaming, and thank God I realized it was Haley, because after I heard the screaming, I heard a little bit of BTS music or like random like people, like BTS members talking.
Yeah, I tried to keep the volume down on the TV too, but then I wanted it to be kind of loud as well so I could hear it.
Right, and I think it was 2 hours long, you said?
Yeah, it was 2 hours approximately.
Approximately, yeah. 2 hours. And it was at 2:30. And what time was it playing in Korea?
6:30.
Okay, and since it was 6:30 p.m., that means, I guess, not a lot. Well, your best friend in Hawaii was mm-hmm. watching at 2:30, so that means it was like
11:30 p.m.
Yeah, so she had a good time to actually watch it.
It's still not the best time, but then it's better than 2:30 in the morning. 2:30 a.m. And then the East Coast was like fucking 5:30 in the morning.
To be honest, that might even be harder.
It might be better, though, because then you could sleep and then wake up.
That's true. It's like, depends. It's either you stay up. If you sleep late, 2:30 might be good. It worked for you because you
stay up usually.
You usually sleep till 2.
Yeah, at like 3.
So at least you can kind of just stay up compared to like, yeah, you're right. If it's like 5:30, you probably just like sleep early and then you wake up for the concert.
But then...
You were tired.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say like around like 4 a.m., like my energy levels were going down and I wasn't as loud.
For dear life.
I was like, oh my God. And it was so good though, because the end song that they did was Microcosmos, which is my favorite song. And it's actually me and my best friend's song because we're gay.
Because you're all high.
Nothing. But then like, I guess the title of their muster as well, I didn't even realize it, but then it's called So Wuzu, which is Korean for microcosmos.
And how did you find this out?
I was
so
looking...
You just thought So Wuzu was just like some random like a venue or something, or like what?
No,
did you
I had no idea. I just thought, I didn't even. It was just the title that I thought. But then I was looking it up because I wanted to see if there was a difference between day one and day two.
And then that's where you came across what comments in the comments.
No,
section
no,
or
in
something?
The article it had said it. Oh, the article. Yeah. Okay.
The article itself had said, what? It just said, Sozu means microcosmos.
Cosmos in Korean, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you had no clue.
I had no idea. I feel so stupid, but oh well.
Not just oh well, but now it makes more effing sense.
Yeah, because like their whole theme was like galaxy and planets and everything like that.
Yeah, like so do you want to because what if people have never watched or heard Microcosmos, so like what would you like describe?
Basically, like it's a song that BTS made for ARMY, and they're describing us as like their galaxy, kind of like their world.
So that's why it kind of that makes more sense in context to why.
Oh, and then
I
was gonna say also because the reason why they I guess they dedicated this whole muster for Microcosmos because it was actually the last song that they played in Seoul, I think in 2019, like their very last concert before COVID hit. So it kind of had more like sentimental value to ARMY and BTS. So that's why they like chose that as their theme for Muster this year.
And for Muster, they performed it in Korea in what it looked like the Olympic Stadium.
It was the Olympic Stadium, yeah. So they did the whole stadium up like as if they were going to actually perform for a live audience. But they didn't have a live audience. It was like the computer screens or whatever again.
In the audience. In the like, audience, sitting in the audience. So. And then they had like a crazy ass firework ending. Yeah. And I mean, I want... the reason why I bring it up, just to kind of add to the time, because I think we're not going to have too many topics for this one. Can you describe, because I woke up with a shit ton of different Instagram posts and stories, like people freaking out about someone's hairstyle, someone's, like something happened here and there.
All the tattoos.
Tattoos being seen. So, I mean, like, okay, the whole, okay, I'll just kind of. I'll help narrow it down for you so you can focus on giving us descriptions and details of how, everything. Because I didn't watch the whole concert. And I saw there's three blondes and the blondes are all part of the rap line.
Yes.
Okay, and that's it. Just yes?
Next question.
No. Yes. Next question. No.
Yeah, the rapper line, we're all blondes.
Okay, well, I guess I will have to steer this conversation. Like, I mean, because one of the things was... Not just blonde, but like it's Suga, Yoongi.
Yeah.
Okay, he's blonde, but he has this. This is the first time I've ever seen him with an undercut or like a side cut.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit. I guess he's had this before.
Yeah, he's had it before, but then it's like more like it looked more like a mullet to me.
This one?
Yeah. RM's was the one that had more like of an undercut side.
But his hair is so poofy. That's
why it looked like a lion.
That's why it's different, though.
Yeah.
But, and then obviously, J Hope. It doesn't have the full-on, like, yellow butter hair.
Yeah, they dyed it, like, platinum blonde.
And it looks good, I think, this color compared to, like, that super yellow butter color.
Yeah.
Okay, but okay, so I guess not a shock to Haley. A shock to me when I saw Yoongi with his like cool side.
Yeah, he cut liked his hair. Part, that's why.
Because I've never seen his hair like that, and it looks good with his like blonde. It's not super blonde either, but like a good type of blonde.
Yeah, like
I don't know the colors of hair. Sorry.
Beach blonde, I guess. Sandy blonde.
So he's a sandy blonde. Yeah. But I mean, like, it looked really good. Other stuff, I just saw, like, people. I saw Jungkook and V throwing water on each other.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun with these muster concerts. Or, like, concerts in general that they always do. And then I was going to say, the one thing that people were freaking out about was that Jungkook was showing off his whole entire... He was wearing a lot of short sleeves, and then there was even a shirt that he was wearing that had like a lot of holes in it, so you could see that his tattoo went all the way up to his shoulder. But usually they don't allow him to wear that kind of stuff, and he's always in
long sleeves. They always cover it up in long sleeve too, right?
Long sleeve tops, or like even if they're on like photos or stuff for like magazines, they usually like Photoshop his tattoos out.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah, it's like we know they're. It's like we know that Photoshop they're there.
Tattoos.
That's
off.
Why everyone was like, all the fans were like, "Yeah, like finally we get to see like Jungkook."
Let them free.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's actually one of the big ones. And another thing that Haley kept bringing up was one of the performances was one of like Suga's song, and
oh yeah,
it's like all this weird funny shit was going on. Can you please describe?
Yeah, so Suga's solo song. Obviously it's his solo song, so he does it by himself. And then all seven members were performing it with him. And I didn't expect that at all, because I saw, like, Yoongi on stage. I was like, oh, okay, cool, like, it's gonna be his.
I think we got cut off for a second, but just ignore it. Nothing happened. Continue, please.
Yeah, so, and then, like, all the members, then after that, it was Jin and Jungkook. Jin kind of struggles when he's rapping, I feel.
Yeah, he's definitely not really a rapper for sure. It's not as natural.
Yeah, though Jungkook is like vocal line, he does really well with rapping.
I feel like Jin is really awkward when it comes to rapping. It definitely is not his thing. He's more just, you know, like lead vocal kind of thing. And also, I mean, you didn't describe it. I'm surprised you didn't mention it. Like in that music video, Jin and Jungkook were in
Suga's music video. Were in a cameo, and they were like beating each other up, and they did the same thing.
Let me set this up for everyone, because I don't think the scale of this video is not just a regular one, but it's like it's set in like some Western, like Asian Western, like in the era, like back in the day, like I guess like Japanese, like you would
say
like Edo, or they're all dressed up, all cool and super like old school Asian looking stuff. So, and then in the music video, it's like there's a market and stuff. So they really did a good job of kind of replicating that in this actual performance. And Jungkook and Jin had surprise cameos in that music video. And Jin had a mustache and a beard.
Yeah, like a fake
one. So he had the same thing, a fake mustache and a beard. So he wore the same outfit in this performance, which is what was really the cool thing about this performance, is because you get to see that kind of stuff. Because if you knew the video, this like does really good. Like it's a pleasant surprise for the real army out there that are like, oh my god, it's Jin and Jungkook, and they're like dressed up as the same characters they were playing.
Yeah. So and then after that, it was RM and V. And the funny thing about V too, he had like the fake facial hair beard as well.
He looked fucking hilarious.
But I couldn't take him seriously when he was singing, because the beard looks so awkward on him, I guess.
It looks so fake. Like, he's like, it looked like he's trying to sneak into like a 7-Eleven and buy alcohol, like as a minor. He looks like a minor that's pretending to be like an adult with like this fake ass mustache beard combo.
Yeah, I hope he never grows facial hair in real life, because I feel like it doesn't suit him.
Is that it, or?
Yeah, that's pretty much it for
that. So did Suga even sing too? Or like,
oh yeah, he did at the end. Okay. Like he sang his verse, and then like at the end they all came together as well as one, seven members.
So all seven of them actually performed well then. Performed well. Of course they performed well. Performed Suga's, because that's Suga's solo, right?
Yeah.
Like his own song.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Suga or like August D, which is
August
D. So it's August D.
Yeah.
So if you're not too familiar, let me explain that one too. Suga goes by August D, and that's like his rapper name.
Yeah, before like BTS and stuff.
And so he has, that's one of his songs as August D. Mm-hmm. It's like August, like A-G-U-S, like Augustus.
Yeah.
It's not like August the month because it's missing that U after the A. But yeah, so that was cool. And I saw parts of that performance, yeah, which is why I kind of know it.
I had to show him
and
that part.
And she never brought up J-Hope. J-Hope did a freaking crazy good job. Yeah. Like, he did such a good job. Like, he's definitely in the rap line for a reason.
Right, he's very good at, like, rapping really, really quickly.
He does the quick, like, what Suga's known for, like, the quick rapping lines and stuff. Yeah. So he was, when he did Suga's parts, or I should say August D's parts. It was really good.
Yeah.
And anything else you want to add?
Not really. I mean, like, the whole concert as a whole was really good. And then they actually have a second day, which is why I was looking up an article on it. So apparently both days are different. So I think the...
But isn't that how it is for a lot of the concerts, too, when they have, like, live ones? No, it's like day one and day two.
No,
so,
it's the same songs for both days, but then for this... The second day for this one, it's different.
Oh, you
lineup
mean the lineup
songs.
Is different? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you—that's what's confusing. I never knew that. Like, you kept saying it's different. Like, yeah, because last time Jimin cried in one, and Jimin didn't cry in the other, but it's the same
song.
No, songs.
It's the same.
But
it's
a different lineup.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of crazy.
So for this one, I suppose they're going to be doing more like international songs. So I guess like their Japanese ones. But they already did their English songs as well. They did Dynamite and Butter.
They practically
last
started
night as
like
well.
The second song was Butter, then Dynamite or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Even like it wasn't regular Dynamite. It was like the tropical mix Dynamite. Yeah. For those who haven't seen it.
So I'm guessing for tonight, this is just my speculation, they'll probably do it again, but then like a different remix of them as well. But then they'll probably do some of their Japanese songs as well, too.
Okay, so but it's like gonna be a whole different set list and everything.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, should I get the second day as well? Because it's gonna be completely different.
Completely, so they won't repeat the same songs at all, huh?
I'm not 100%, but then that's what like their speculations are. Like it's said on the tickets as well. Like the second day will be mainly like international songs.
Weird. That's
and
interesting.
It's called the world tour version, basically.
Because they did so many English songs already this first day, so.
So I'm thinking
the rest of it's just Japanese.
No, I think they might be doing like covers and stuff too of English songs.
Oh,
they might
I
do
see.
Savage Love.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Well,
that's just my speculation.
I guess you'll find out because Haley paid for the first night, obviously. And she like that. If you look around, honestly, you could probably find people uploading the streams and
bless
stuff like
those
that.
Bless those armies' hearts.
So I mean,
they share it with everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean it's double-edged sword because that's bad for business for HYBE and for BTS. But
yeah, but there's
helps
enough
other,
people that other, buy it.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it's like I said, double-edged sword. I don't want to really say if it's good or bad. It's up to you.
Yeah,
you guys decide. But yeah, Haley's did the paying part, and she's probably gonna wait for the next one instead this time.
Because I was super tired. I had a hard time like going to sleep, even though it was like 5 a.m. And then I woke up feeling like I had a hangover because I just didn't sleep enough.
So she's gonna wait and watch it during the day
tomorrow. Yeah,
if it's like uploaded, people are really fast with it, so you're definitely gonna be able to watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, most likely.
Nothing else to add, I guess, for that, right?
No.
That's BTS again this week. Every week is BTS with Haley, basically, it seems like. Just to add a note for me, I guess I'll sprinkle in some anime. I after catching up with Tokyo Revengers, and I remember saying that I wanted to read the manga, guess what? I fucking read the manga, and I have blown through everything, and I'm currently caught up, and they are on the last arc. Those people who watch the anime currently right now, let me tell you, the manga is so good, and I'm looking forward to seeing, hopefully, all of the anime become, like, being created, but that would take about, like, another 4 or 5 years for this to be completed. There is just so much stuff going on in this series. Really good series. Definitely,
yeah, now he likes it a lot more.
If you read the manga, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and because it's just such a good series, this writer has done such a good job, and he's not like prolonging it. Like that's why like we're already on the final arc. I think this came out in 2016 or something.
2017.
One of those, either that. And then, so it's only been like a running for like, you know, it's about to end. It's on the final arc. It's been like 5 years later, so.
Yeah.
It's almost like Demon Slayer in terms of like, at least they're ending it when, instead of stretching it out.
Right.
And prolonging it and like making it, like, I don't know, like.
One
it,
Piece?
One, but the thing is, one you can't say that because One Piece is so good. I feel like there's other series out there that are like it's just stretched out and it could have been ended like ended for a while.
For example,
because
you've watched more than me.
Well, because I don't read as much manga. Like my examples would be like animes mostly, like because of fillers. Like Naruto is Naruto. Notorious for fillers. Same with Bleach had a good amount of fillers.
Mm.
One Piece didn't really actually have that. It had a few fillers, but not as much as the other
two. I feel like the newer animes don't really have fillers at all.
No, you know what? I think I've explained this before, but I'll say it again. It's like what they do is they just have it a 12, like one season, a one season series. So for 12, 13 episodes. Then after that, they like end it at like a spot where you're like, what the fuck? Why are you ending it here? Like, continue it, like, and then you find out there's no second season. There's like nothing that's gonna come after.
Yeah, they just want you to
read. So basically, they want you. This kind of helps up manga sales because you're gonna want to continue it. So you have to continue the story through the manga because the manga, obviously, most of the time, I think like 90 to like 95% of the time, usually contains more story and it's really good. Like the stories are always good, but it just gets the animes these days just cut it off.
Yeah, because it takes a lot of work for them to animate it too.
So and then it has to be popular enough too. I mean, like, right. Of course, yeah, of course it's all work no matter what, like what studio is animating it. You have to also be able, it has to be popular enough that a studio will have to agree to take it in.
I was gonna say for Tokyo Revengers though, the first season is actually 24 episodes.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, okay, Jay so told good. Me.
Yeah, so if that's the case, then yeah, I mean, maybe hopefully in 4 years, like it, the whole series
that's
should
why,
be
cause she was like,
completed in an anime. Because it needs, this one needs to be completed. Because this is a really good one. This is like the, I'm going to describe this as Attack on Titan because it's matching the manga, like verbatim, just like Attack on Titan. Animated with the manga,
it's
and like it was
the
like,
same.
And it's the story, the lines, everything matches. There's no filler. There's no like extra dumb stuff.
Mm.
It so far has been matching it perfectly. It's just the beginning, so we'll see. And fingers crossed, it's like it stays true to the manga story. But if it does, we're all in for like a great ride.
Wait, if it's so good, they shouldn't even friggin' change it. I don't understand why like they deviate away from it.
I don't
it.
Understand that too, because I mean, obviously, the most recent one is, you know,
Promised Neverland.
Everyone complaining about Promised Neverland. Like, all of a sudden, they missed like a big arc. They're missing characters.
That makes
I
no
wanna
sense.
I want to watch the, or I want to continue the anime to see what the hell happened. But yeah, it's I heard it's such a big difference from the manga, and I read a little bit of it, and it's insane how much they deviated from it. So. Please don't do that to Tokyo Revengers.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to that. And I can't believe I caught up in, like, it's. I think that's average, like 4 days.
Yeah, because that's all he was doing. And he never stays up past, like, 1 a.m., but he was up until, like, 2 a.m. reading. Because
I had to finish
that. And I was
that,
like, go to sleep.
They had, like, each chapter sometimes ends in, like, all these, like, open-ended, like oh shit moments. So you kind of want to, like, complete it and...
Yeah.
It got me. So I read, like, I think currently we're, like, only on chapter, like, 30-ish in the manga. I read all the way up to, like, oh, it's, like, over 200, like, 207.
Mm.
So, yeah, we got a long way to go.
Yeah.
It gets crazy, guys. It gets fucking crazy.
That's what he keeps telling me. And he said that, like, a lot of new characters come in, too,
oh,
that are really
so
amazing.
Many. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. Get me excited for that. Hopefully, if you watched Muster with Haley when she was awake at 2:30 a.m. here in California, you had a good time. And if you're watching this next one, the second one, hopefully you have a good time too. Let us know how that goes. Thank you guys for joining us. As always, it is time for us to go to sleep. It is almost nap time. It's almost nighttime. It's the wrong word with an N.
It is nighttime. It's 11 something. 11 p.m.
Yes. Right now it's 11 p.m. here. So it's starting to hit me. Plus I was busy on Saturday. Pretty tired and I'm still recovering from that. So thank you again, guys. If you're listening to us on Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, there's probably some other podcast stuff out there. So thank you guys for listening. The next episode will be, as always, a video episode, since it's every other week. And you can check that out on YouTube, plus along all these different podcast streaming apps and sites, whatever you guys listen to. Wherever you guys are in the world, thank you so much for listening. You guys take care, stay safe, and as always, Haley.
Peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.